Your Rockets and Titans Sports Station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
All right, these Fisher County basketballs, we start the fourth. 38-34. Had to reset the clock here to 8 minutes. As the band, as they inbound the ball, would not quit playing. I'm almost on board with Scott. Just ban all bands from games.
You're 80 years old. Get out my front lawn.
Get off my lawn.
It ain't you that tells you to get off the front lawn. That's your wife that tells the kids they can't shoot basketball. That's right.
I don't even get a chance to tell them. They already told.
Yeah, I wish you could hear me. She's sitting right beside you.
High post to Adam. Down low to Stevens. Out Fiber. Three in the air. No good. Rebound will be a jump ball. Possession arrow to Collins. Michaels is going to check in here for Fiber. Inbounded, Hallie Renfro will walk it up here for the Lady Titans. They lead it 38-34. Right side here to Warfield. Back to Hannah Renfro straight away. She'll hand back here to Warfield. Trinity. Looking to drive right side, going to drive the baseline, leave it off in the middle, and knocked out of bounds by Spencer County. Nice play by Trinity. Like to see Hannah step to the ball right there, probably get that one, better lay it in. Betterly looking to inbound.
This coach cracks me up for some reason.
Inbounding. And
timeout.
Coach Bigman is going to take a timeout, failed it. Thought they weren't going to be able to get it in. So full timeout. We'll take a break as well. 7:24 to go in this when Collins leads it 38-34. You're listening to the 30th District Basketball Tournament here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Different flavors make the world go around. And now try the flavor of hot honey mustard on the boneless wings meal. Served with crinkle fries, Texas toast, and a 22-ounce drink. Friends, family, flavor, Zaxby's, indescribably good. Zaxby's Chicken Finger Plate Meal. Served with 4, 5, or 6 chicken fingers, crinkle fries, Texas toast, coleslaw, Zax sauce, and a 22-ounce drink. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Zaxby's underwrites WXLN Radio.
Broadcasting on 93.3 FM and streaming worldwide at WXLNradio.com. This is Kentuckiana's best mix of Christian music. Power 93.3 WXLN LP, Shelbyville, Simpsonville.
Your broadcast home for Shelby County Rockets at Martha Lane. Collins Titan Sports. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Federley looking the inbounds here. Feeds it into Warfield. Right back to Federley on the baseline. Right back to Warfield. Throws it cross court to Hallie Renfro. She fakes it. Gets in the lane. Scoop shot in the lane. Up. No good. Rebounded by McGibbon. Out to Renfro. Now back to Federley. Back to Hallie Renfro. Left side, three in the air. No good. Rebounded by McGibbon. Goes up and can't get it to go. Rebounded by Stevens.
Great rebound.
Michaels with it out front. She'll hand back to Howie here.
That's a shot a little quick by Hallie. Open.
But she's hit three of them here tonight. He's got 10 points. Right now, Spencer County trying to cut into the lead here. 4-point lead here for Collins. Free throw line jumper, no good. Rebounded by McGibbon and fouled on the play by Adams.
Well, again, I think Collins will live with that shot play.
Fifth game foul. Not sure if Collins wants to be in the bonus or not.
That's a good point.
To be honest with you, Warfield will bring it up.
Trying to deny Hallie, trying to deny Renfro the ball. Hallie.
Warfield going to drive, leave it off for Hannah Renfro. Hannah right back to Warfield in the corner. She'll shoot a three in the air, short, and foul on Hannah Renfro on the rebound and a couple of questionable shots here the last couple of trips. Only the first foul on Hannah. I think you can say that both teams got right now because questionable shot selection both ways.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So far, Libby Federley had 10 in the first half, has not scored here in the second half. They made a concerted effort to take the ball away from
him. I think they've done a good job. You're right.
Mary Claire is going to have to step up here. Lambden drives, and holy cow, and another tough call is stepped in to take the charge, and wow.
Oh, my.
That'll be number three on Trinity, and that's a tough one.
She was set. That was even
saw her coming. Trinity saw her coming, set herself.
Woo!
We'll say no shot. 16 foul.
Wow.
So from here on out, Spencer County will shoot the bonus.
Hope they don't see that on film.
Lee looking inbound. Gets an in out front to Lambden. She fakes. Gets it back to Lee. And threw it away right to Hannah Renfro. Just threw it over the head of the post player. Allie has it out front now in the front court. She'll hand back to Federley. Libby right side to Hallie. Takes a dribble handoff. Nice play. Going to go to the basket. Lays it up. But drew the foul. One you'd like to definitely see her convert.
Because she kind of struggles from the free throw line sometimes.
First foul on Hallie. That was a nice design of a play.
Oh, yeah. It really was.
Hallie to the line. She's 1-4 from the line tonight. Free throw good.
There you go. My man, I like your free throws. My man, B.H. celebrates after every free throw. Watch him. Watch him down there. See if he'll do it this. Let's see if we hit this one so we can see.
Second free throw in the air by Hallie. Good.
No, he didn't do it this time. While ago, he kissed the sky.
Both teams down to bonus with 5.5 to go. Collins leads it by 6 here, 40-34. Hallie. With it back straight away. Over to Lee. Wide open. She's already hit two of them. This one's off. Rebounded by Federley. Libby throws it up ahead to Hallie. Over to Gion. Gion will go up. Missed it. Rebounded by Hallie Renfro. She'll go up right handed. Shot. Lays it in and draws a foul. And right now, Hallie Renfro is playing a game. Having a game of her life. That foul on Stevens, her third. And Hallie Renfro right back to the line. Trying to extend the lead. Free throw up in the air. High Archer, good. So Hallie now with 15. Timeout, Spencer County. Just a 30. We'll keep it here, but Collins now back up to a 9-point lead here. Scott 43-34, but it seems like every time they've created distance, Spencer County's had a big answer for them.
Yeah, I just, they tied the game up. I was really kind of worried, because Spencer County had all the momentum going, but then especially with that backcourt. But I mean, you got to just give all the credit in the world. I mean, I'm not exactly sure what they're playing. Sometimes it looks like man. Sometimes it looks like the 1-3-1 or 1-1-3 or something. Rick Pitino grew up. All I know is it's working, and he's done a great job of keeping Howie and Landon in check. I mean, there's 5 minutes to go. And, there's still a lot of time to play, but up to now, I mean, you got to give hats off to Coach Pigman and to the girls for executing what he is playing.
43-34. Collins leads at 5:16 to go in this one.
I usually leave all the S-men, talking about Coach Pigman to you because, you and him got a special bond.
We do.
I had to call it out. He's done a great job.
Lambden brings it into front court, drives hard right side. Still on the move. Dribbles all the way through the defense. Feeds it down low to Stevens. Out to Michael. She'll drive baseline jumper in the air. No good. And over the back, going to be on Hallie Renfro. And this is going to send Adams to the line.
That's a great job by Adams blocking out. He's got the inside position. Three on Hallie, too, right?
Number three.
Definitely
Adams
won't lose her.
65% from the line. It'll be 1-1.
Got to block out here.
First free throw in the air, good.
you got to love kids out there. She's pointed at the student section to hit that one. I like that. There's something about it, I like that. They entertain football. So I think the last time I've seen it, it's like 88-15.
Not this year.
No, that's right. That's right.
Second free throw here by Adams, up and good. Dead center. So two big free throws. And ball on the floor, wrestled away. Picked up by Hayes. Gion driving hard in the front court, left side to McGibbon. Hey, nearly threw it away. Hallie going to drive, kick out to Hayes. Down low to McGibbon. Baseline jumper, no good. Rebounded by Adams.
We're playing like we're behind by seven.
You need to be more patient. You're definitely
right.
Here.
I mean, that's us. Woo!
It'll stay off of Hannah Renfro. It'll stay with Spencer County. 43-36, 4:32 to go here. Inbounded out to Howie. Do they try to drive and stay at the line? Well, I mean, they've had a big advantage over on Collins first two games they played. Lambden couldn't get a shot off, hands it back to Howie. And Howie will draw the foul. And Collins got to be a lot smarter on the defensive end. Howie, 71% from the line.
That's another player with three fouls. Libby, three fouls now, too.
So Howie in the line, she'll shoot one and a bonus. Free throw up and rolls in.
Hey, watch my boy behind the basket. Let's see if he does it this time.
Second free throw here by Howie up in the air and good. And the inbounds, they knock it right back into Warfield out of bounds. And Collins right now just being too careless.
It's nice play by Howie right
there. Had a 9-point lead, and they just, I'm like you, they inbounded right back to Howie in the lane. Short jumper, good, and it's down to three. And it'll be a foul on the inbounds, and this will come down if Collins can hit some free throws. Foul on Michaels, that's her fourth. Deion Hayes comes in 59% on the season. Big free throws coming up here. Still 4 minutes to go. Free throw, no good. Spencer County goes 4-4 from the line. Collins misses the front end. Lambden inside to Michaels. Michaels. Backs it back out. Feeds it down low to Stevens. Stevens turns. Left-handed shot in the lane. No good. Goes and gets her own rebound and will draw the foul. And right now, Collins just can't play defense without fouling.
Four on Trinity, I believe.
This will be a two-shot foul, but this is... Thank you.
I mean... Good job.
So first
it only happens when we add some count.
First free throw was no good, correct?
I'm sorry, I was too big to limit that idiot.
Second one, no good as well, and Murray with the rebound.
Oh, hey, geez.
That's not a foul. Federley, going to drive hard, left side, goes up, left-handed shot, good.
How is that not a foul?
Lead back to five, here 45-40, 3:30 to go. Howie steps in, free throw line, jumper, good.
Howie's getting hot now.
Hey. Breaks out in the open. Good go across the lane to Renfro. Stripped away, stolen by Simon. And Collins needs to quick foul and he'll foul in the backcourt. What are they doing?
Why are they fouling in the backcourt?
Foul on Hannah Renfro, her second, and you're sending Hallie to the line, and this is going to be a 1-point game.
Oh, yeah, she's going to knock it down.
You're right. Scott's still playing like they're behind. Free throw here by Howie in the air. Good. Howie for her second free throw, and like the first, they just living from the line. Do it again. And Howie, Renfro with it in the backcourt. She gets it in the front court. Collins by one. Allie. Turned it over. Ball on the ground. Picked up by Howie. Alyssa coming the other way. Going to go over the basket and will draw the foul. And Collins is unraveling right before us.
She's good. Just driving the ball right at you, making you foul her.
But to be honest, Collins not getting the same whistle. Libby is getting all kinds of contact. Can't get a call.
Yeah.
So Howie the line, chance to get Spencer County the lead here. Free throw up and rolled off. No good. So she'll have a second free throw trying to tie things up. Howie, their second free throw. Free throw up. This one rolls in. Inbounded to Federley. Libby going to block. Got to be a foul. No call. Libby brings in the front court. Leaves it off for Hallie Renfrow. Hallie back to Hayes. In the corner to Federley. Libby back to Hallie Renfrow. Hallie high post to Hannah. Hannah drives. Nothing there. Right back to Hallie. 2:40 to go. Hallie. There goes the basket, lays it up, can't get it to go, but we'll finally get the foul call.
That's got to be a foul on somebody down in this end.
So Hallie Renfrow to the line for two shots. Free throw up, good. 2:37 to go here. Meg Gibbon going to check back in. She'll check in for Hayes.
We're worried about what the band's playing down here.
As loud as it is in here, if you can hear anything other than the crowd, I don't know what to tell you. Second free throw up, and no good. Off the back, rebounded by Stevens. Silence by one, 2.5 to go here. They lead it 46-45. Right side, Seibert, down to Adams. Adams in the middle to Stevens, left side to Landon. Lambin was out front looking to drive here. Take the high ball screen. Nothing there. Still on the dribble with it. Goes up. Challenge by McGinnis. She'll lay it in. And Spencer County with the lead. And on the inbound, they finally get the foul. But they've been all over Federley the entire way. And on the inbound, she finally gets the goal. A good shot there by Lauren Landon over the outstretched arm of McGibbon, but Federley go to the line, and they're in the double bonus. She'll shoot two. Free throw up. Good.
That's just Landon being tough, boy. She just took that ball right ahead. Somebody that's about
to... Reminded me of an old elementary game. She just dribbled around enough that she found enough to get a shot off. So it ties things up at 47. Federley at the line. Free throw. This one no good, and she stepped over the line. That'll be a violation.
Makes you knew she missed that one. Tried to go get it.
So right now, Collins been right at about 50% from the line here. Game tied at 47. 2:03 to go.
This gym is packing her.
Howie works it into front court. Right side to Cyber. Back to Howie straight away. I think Spencer County scored maybe on their last five or six straight possessions, either from the line or a field goal. Howie with it out front, 1:45 to go. Still on the dribble, gets the ball in the corner to Michael. Michael has it knocked away and wins it out of bounds.
Good job by Libby.
And Coach Pigman wants a timeout. 1:34 to go in this one. We're tied at 47. You're listening to the 30th District Basketball Tournament here on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business for 24 years and is a quality used car lot, specializing in used vehicles with all the lot financing. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. That's 633-0028. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Perry's Auto Sales, have a look around, and secure your tax time purchase. Perry's Auto Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
47 all. Collins basketball, 1:34 to go. Both teams in the double bonus, so every foul will be a two-shot foul. Other than player control. Callie Renfro brings it into front court. Takes a high ball screen, kind of a double screen out top. And knocked away from her, picked up her own ball, and it'll be a jump ball possession. Errol Spencer County. So 1:21 to go. Back-to-back turnovers from each team. Inbounded to Howie. Collins down to 2-2-1. Actually, full court pressure here. Left side to Lambden. She'll bring it into front court. Over to Howie straight away with it. 1:05 to go.
They're going
to
be patient here, it looks like.
Howie with it out front. Takes the ball screen from Stevens. Still on the dribble with it. 55 seconds. Going to drive, hits by our man. Leaves off underneath. Ball on the floor with Michael. Kicked out to Seibert. Back to Howie. Howie underneath Stevens. Left handed layup. Laid it in. 40 seconds to go.
And Howie making a big play right there.
Down low to Hannah Renfro. Turnaround jumper partially blocked out of bounds.
How is that not a pass?
And Coach Bigman wants a timeout.
I think she turned her ankle or she's cramping.
We'll see. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll take a break as well. 49-47. Spencer leads it. 29 seconds to go. You're listening to Lady Titan Basketball here on Power 93.3. WXLN, WXLNradio.com.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
It's time once again for Customer Appreciation Days at Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville, February 27th through March 4th. Receive 10% discount on parts purchase. Financing available on tractors and equipment. Plus, door prizes will be given away, and WXLN will broadcast live from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Saturday morning, March 4th. It's Customer Appreciation Days at Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN Radio.
Murray looking to inbound. Looking. Finally inbounds out deep to Murray. Left side to Warfield. Trinity. Going to drive. Leave it off underside to Renfro. No foul called. Holy cow. That looked like a lot of contact. Stevens fouled on the rebound and will go to the line to shoot two free throws. Foul on Warfield. That'll be number 5.
I can tell if Hannah lost control of the ball, or it looked like it was a lot of contact.
A lot of contact. Deion Hayes off the bench will check in here for Warfield. Stevens to the line. She'll shoot two. One-handed free throw in the air. No good off the back. Now 0-3 from the line.
Got a block out. That rebound's going to come off hard if it does come off at all.
Stevens with her second, trying to make it a three-point game. Free throw up. This is off two.
Get the rebound.
And that's got to be a foul. No call. Gets away to Renfro. Hallie coming up the right side. Feed into the... They're going to have a turnover. She carried the ball. 15 seconds to go, and Spencer County wants a timeout. And Collins has turned it over on back-to-back possession. And we'll just keep this one here. But Collins Lynch got 43-34 since that time, but now scored 15-4.
A lot of that tally just making plays on her end.
And just unable to get many clean shots.
Yeah, just turned the ball over.
Yeah, I thought when they got it down to 5, just we were playing like they were down 5 rather than up 5.
That's what I said. I wonder where it was 7 at one time. I told you it's like we're playing like we're down 7. Still up 7, but still a long way to go. You know, they're probably going to try to get the ball. I'm going to have to try to deny Howie the ball because she's you know, she missed one early, but she's not going to miss many.
I mean, everything a two-shot foul, and Collins now still with both teams with one timeout. We'll see what happens. Spencer County basketball to be Michael inbounding, but I think he had to force it out of those two girls' hands. Michael's looking, gets it into Howie. She's being doubled and will be fouled in the backcourt. Amazing to me when it gets under 20 seconds how much a foul is compared to two minutes.
Yeah, I agree.
But had no choice there. They had to foul. And Howie goes the line pretty much to ice this one with only 11 seconds to go, up by two. Free throw up in the air by Howie. Good. Seven seconds to go, trying to make a four-point game. Free throw in the air by Howie. No good. Rebounded by Federley. 10 seconds. Right side, Hannah Hallie Renfro. Back to Federley. Libby, going to get a three off. No good. Rebounded by Michaels, and Clifford County will win it here. 50-47. Good comeback there by Spencer County. We'll take a break and we'll wrap this one up. Been listening to the 30th District Basketball Tournament here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
This has been Titan Basketball on Power 93.3, WXLN, and WXLNRadio.com. The game was proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Zaxby's of Shelbyville, Perry's Auto Sales, Shelbyville Pharmacy, and Hall Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville.